And Mark Levin, this guy is scary. This guy is a scary nut job. You want to, and by the way, you know what's really interesting about all this? What is the rhetoric about Iran? What are we told about why we're at war with Iran and what is the problem with Iran? Well, the narrative goes something like Iran is led by hateful religious zealots. They want a nuclear weapon and they're going to use it against Israel and the United States because of their apocalyptic vision of bringing about the end times and their pure hatred for these other groups. So what exactly does that make Mark Levin and Netanyahu and Ben-Gvir and all these ministers in the Israeli government, what does that make them? Are they not religious zealots possessed by an apocalyptic vision of the eschaton? Are they not hateful? Are they not seething, foaming at the mouth, bloodthirsty with hatred and anger, looking to destroy and kill Iranians? Are they not nuclear armed? Have they not threatened to nuke their enemies in the past? It's exactly the same thing. Look at Mark Levin. He is the chief propagandist for the war. Somehow he's on Fox News. He's on Twitter promoting it every day. Trump is promoting him all the time. Out of all the commentators, out of all of them, Brian Kilmeade and Jesse Waters on Fox, or Tucker Carlson and others on the internet, out of all the commentators that are out there, it's Mark Levin that Trump is promoting. Watch his show. Everyone that's against him isn't really MAGA. He's the real guy. Everyone that doesn't like him is stupid. Mark Levin wraps his arm around Trump's neck. The United States president and Donald Trump. Donald Trump, who famously grabs Macron's hand and tries to literally throw him on the floor on his ass. Mark Levin puts his arm around his neck and says, ah, yeah, we love this guy. And then Trump goes on True Social and says, anyone that's against Mark Levin is against MAGA. He's a genius. He only puts America first. He's the chosen one. Watch his show. And look at Mark Levin, who's at war with Megyn Kelly, Piers Morgan, Tucker Carlson, me, Candace, all these people seething with hatred about the Iranians. Who was there last year? A week before Midnight Hammer, it was Ike Perlmutter, look him up, Jewish billionaire, and Mark Levin that had lunch with Trump at the White House before the first strikes against Iran. So what is this? What is this? What is going on here? Because that looks to me like an alien invasion. That looks like Trump is literally owned by Mark Levin, like a bitch. Owned by Mark Levin, who is some sort of conduit for Israeli influence. Who knows exactly what his role is? But he has clearly been appointed as some kind of liaison, some kind of ambassador, but he is obviously a spoke that leads to Israel, which is the nucleus of all of this. It was him who was at the Republican Jewish Coalition in November and practically declared war on Tucker and Vance and me. And now it's Mark Levin that's at the front promoting this war. And it's Mark Levin being ceaselessly promoted by Trump and apparently telling us about this operation to take the uranium in Iran. This is going to absolutely ruin the United States. It's hard to see how we ever get out of this one. How do we extricate ourselves from this? It's not happening in 2 to 3 weeks. I don't know that it'll happen in a few months. We may still be here in a year. Who knows? But this is a very bad situation.